Curiosity. What are you so curious about?
Everything.
Mr. Curiosity.
Hi, folks. Before I even introduce this podcast, we have a special guest who's going to do it better than I ever could. Here you go, buddy. I'm not going to tell you anyone who you are yet. Go.
Ladies and gentlemen, come on, come all. Welcome into the Mr. Curiosity podcast. How we doing, Joe?
That was great.
Now, the YouTube people can see this. It's being recorded with the phone in my hand and you out of the speaker. So we know it's low quality, but that's the whole point. It's real, right, Chris?
Low quality, but real. You got to adapt on the fly, so, and that's what we do here.
So this is
low quality, but real. That's our slogan.
This is the former motto. Rock star Chris Keating, WNEP-TV reporter, and Gojo, what do we call you? Oh, I'm at a loss for words.
Sidekick?
Wait, sidekick. I didn't want to say that.
I know you didn't.
Did you say former rock star? Why am I no longer a rock star?
Because you're not at WNEP anymore. You're just a regular
Sorry, Chris. You left.
All right, I'm here with John Meyer, Mindy Ramsey, and Sean Dunn. So, Chris, we got to catch up on your life quickly here. So you left WNEP when?
December of 2023, so this past December.
Ooh, so already now we're on a quarter of the year has passed, and how's life now? Where, in Johnstown?
I'm in Johnstown, yeah, with my girlfriend out here. She works for another television station, actually the one John Meyer used to work for, WJAC.
Oh. Okay.
So out here in Johnstown, life's going good, man. We're enjoying myself, kind of moving in, adapting to living with your partner, you know, and it's been great. She's great. She goes to bed early, so.
Are you trying to say that gives you some free time at night to do whatever you want, watch TV, go to the bar?
Oh yeah, I can do whatever I want. I have free rein, and then but I have to clean up, because if I don't clean up, then I'll be in big trouble.
Glad to hear that, because that's as a mother myself who goes to bed early, I get very annoyed if things are messy after I go to bed.
Yeah, I hear you. Now, are you anti-TV now? Because what if this girl of yours says, hey, I can get you in at my TV station anytime you want, buddy, or it's not your kind of thing anymore?
I told her the other day, if I was to work in television ever again, the only station I'd ever, like, if I was physically on TV, would only be WNEP.
You hear that?
Oh, that's so nice.
Chris.
Well, we can
only be WNEP. It's the only place I would ever work in television.
We can say that we miss you a lot, and we would always welcome you back with open arms.
Yeah, and this is going to be the first Gojo in how long without Chris Keating happening this summer. Come on, man.
Are you going to cry?
No, but maybe a special appearance or something. Who knows? We need to see you in the chicken outfit.
How about you tell your people
the chicken outfit.
All right,
didn't he end up in a pool with the chicken outfit?
Yes. Oh, the chicken outfit.
That was awesome.
We're going to do Brown Bag Monday. This is where people email questions to us. It's kind of like Talk Back 16. They get to voice their opinions, and we're going to have you answer the first question. Are you ready?
Power of the people. Let's
do
it.
So, folks, keep the questions coming. It's brownbag@wnep.com. brownbag@wnep.com. The most insightful and weirder, the better, right? That's how it goes. All right, Mindy, you're going to pick him a question? This is it.
I was wondering how you were going to do that with only two hands.
It could be very uncomfortable for you, you know, Chris, so I don't know.
He doesn't get a bell either.
Comfortability is the best comfortability. Let's do it.
All right, here we go. Only Chris has the answer to this.
Oh, Chris. All right, we're gonna put this on you. This is from one of our regular contributors, Jim Legg. He said he would be the grill chef and bring the cicadas. If you have any interest, he'd probably need a food prep assistant. Oh. And just throwing the idea, wouldn't it be great to have an all cicada menu? He's a good griller. So, Chris, would you be willing to eat cicadas now that we have a bunch of 13-year and 17-year cicadas
very good
coming out?
The broods are coming out this summer. And, Chris,
I'll be honest with you. Yeah. I come from a food background, and it's actually not the first time I've ever eaten bugs. So
it's not. Yeah, why?
Chris has eaten bugs?
I forget. My dad traveled somewhere because he's in the culinary industry, and he traveled somewhere and brought home, I forget which country it was from, but they, like, you can go on the side of the street and they sell in little, like, cardboard boxes, like, flavored bugs that have, like, been fried or something like that. He brought them home.
Look at Mindy's face. You can't see her face, but she's got the jaw drop.
Oh. Yeah. So yeah, we could crush this. If I can bring my dad on board, cicada menu, we could open a whole restaurant up. It'd be the biggest thing in Nipah.
I think those cicadas 100%. Are in Georgia too. So that's where he's from. That's where the restaurant is.
All right, well,
give a little southern flair to him, you know.
Well, Chris, we had enough of you. It's time to go. We're going to continue on with the podcast. We wish you well in your new endeavors, whatever they are going to be. We appreciate you. We miss you. And keep the contacts coming. All right, buddy?
I miss you guys, too. I love you guys. Give me a call. Maybe we can set something up for Gojo this summer.
That'd be awesome.
All right. I'll see you, buddy.
All right. Bye, Chris.
Peace, love,
bye.
And happiness.
Bye, y'all.
So that is a good question, though. So what do we all want to think about the insect thing?
I want to hear from Sean. Sean, would you eat a cicada?
You might think, based on my answer to the toilet question last time, that I would be against it. I'm all for it. I would eat cicadas however you prepare them.
Oh, however, I was going to say, it's all about the preparation.
It is about the preparation. And Mindy would sleep in a porta potty for $2,500.
Me too. I'm going to match her.
So, Mindy, what's it going to take to eat some cicadas?
Well, I've heard they're a great source of protein. So, and I really do think at traveling forward in our climate changing world,
oh, you are 100% correct.
We need to find more sources of protein.
Happen. It's going to happen. I think that the thing is that here's what I can't get by, because I say this to my wife all the time, who loves shrimp, who loves lobster. When you look at that thing on your plate, it's a large arthropod. It's the same as a cicada. It's the same as a beetle. And that's considered so delicious and even esoteric and highbrow. But yet bugs are looked down on. They're just small versions of the same thing.
Maybe they're too crunchy.
I think that's what it is. If I had a cicada burger, they take the protein in the gut section of that thing, ground it up into a patty. I'd eat anything.
You probably would.
I'd even eat Mindy if that were the case.
If we were like the Donner Party. And,
and they ground you up into a patty, I'd be like, give me this.
You know, if you're hungry, what are you going to do?
Yeah. So, yeah, I think it's the presentation. Don't you guys with the
– Yeah, I agree.
So this is from Jim Legg, as I said.
Yeah.
And he was actually writing this. He says, the Friday before Memorial Day, he is willing to come in and grill cicadas. So we have to think about now, that offer.
This podcast comes out – that week he's talking about. So that. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Memorial.
Yeah,
gotcha. Memorial Day. Yeah. The end of May.
All right. So we have 3-4 weeks to plan this. I don't know. We'll see what management
I don't know.
What do you mean? This could be a great broadcast.
Yes, this could be groundbreaking.
This really could.
I thought this was just some random question on a podcast. Now I'm actually going to have to eat bugs.
Those big beady red eyes looking at you. Come on.
That brood's not coming out here, though. We'd have trouble getting some cicadas.
No, we could find them.
Last week I was making scrambled eggs, and we're all culturally brainwashed. I open the egg up, and look at this mucusy gook coming out, and I'm like, this is gross.
Yet we think it's so good.
The unfertilized ovum of another creature is gross and disgusting, but you've just been brought up thinking eggs are normal, so they're normal. And they're not.
Good point.
True.
There you go.
Never mind the lactose of another creature, right?
I love milk.
So did that count as Mindy's question?
Yeah, that was my question.
Or did she get to pick again?
Oh, no.
You get to pick now.
All right. That was Chris's question. Yeah. But anyway.
That way I get out of having to read another one.
You're getting a little slim in there. Uh-oh. So we got to start dropping new questions in, people. Come on. brownbag@wnep.com. Here we go.
All right. I'd like to know why Mindy calls Joe Milo. Twyla from Penns Creek.
That's an oldie, though, Mindy.
Twyla, come on. Like
Twyla,
where have you been?
With the program. Mindy, you want to answer that?
I feel like maybe Sean should answer that.
What was the question?
Sean doesn't remember.
So, why does Mindy call Joe Milo?
It's his middle name.
Yeah. Yep. So what's weird about this, both my parents are deceased, and I never asked them this. And you get these things a lot of times now when you're older. So my grandfather was Milo. My father was Milo. I have an older brother, the first born male in the family. He's not Milo. He's Gary John. Here comes me, the last of the first three kids, and why did they stick that in my middle name? Like,
they realized they dropped the ball.
Oops, we forgot.
And I
know that is interesting.
Yeah. And why didn't they make it the first name? I think I don't like how some parents put their bad names on their offspring just for tradition's sake. I hate when people do that. Do you know what I mean? Like, because names come and go. And I think in the 60s, when I was born, Milo wasn't a good name. It was considered old and, you know, bizarre. So they probably thought, let's hide that in the middle, which I respect, you know? Because if there's a Mortimer 1, Mortimer 2, Mortimer 3 out there, stop it already, okay? Mortimer's a bad name.
And Morty is a good name.
And Milo's kind of a bad name, but now it's coming back.
It is.
Yeah, but yeah. At the time, so they buried it in the middle, and that's why Mindy calls me Milo, because it's kind of funny, isn't it?
Because I like to make fun of you.
Yeah, but why is Milo funny? What if my middle name were John?
Then it wouldn't be good.
Yeah, so you think Milo is funny.
I do.
All right. There you go. That's the answer to the Milo.
Was it me?
You're up, Sean.
Sean, what's your middle name?
Patrick.
Oh, see, that's not funny.
Patrick.
Patrick, he doesn't look
and
like
it. And it is not a family name.
Sean's a good example. Your father definitely wasn't Sean. Your grandfather wasn't Sean.
My father was John. So rather than me being like John Jr., people calling me Junior, they went with Sean, which is the same thing.
Oh, because it sounds like John?
It's the, like...
equivalent.
Yeah.
Oh, like, I didn't know that.
The Gaelic equivalent.
I did not know that. I never knew that. Now, what do you have a... Let's bring this up now. Does everyone have a bad family name that they didn't go with? Do you know your grandfather's first name and great-grandfather's first name?
Cyril.
Cyril. That's, yeah. Cyril. That fits.
That would have been bad.
My grandfather and his father were Cyrils.
See, but they knew enough to drop it.
Of all my father and his brothers, there are no Cyrils.
That's what I mean. They're smart enough to drop it. Things have a lifespan.
I kind of, like, as a kid, I'll have to admit, I was kind of like, you know, Cyril's not terrible.
No, you'd be made fun of. Nothing that sticks you out is going to be attacked. Young boys are horrible.
It's true.
Cyril. Cyril.
Sigh.
Cyril struck out today again at the plate.
I'd go by Sigh. All right, here we go.
Cyril's out there. There's nothing wrong with the name. I'm just saying. It's not as popular as it used to be.
Wait, is this...
Same question?
Maybe. I heard Mindy is a go slow in the passing lane driver.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that got thrown back in there. Maybe you were noticed multiple times.
No.
Sean, I think you got to pick again.
I think you got to pick again, yeah.
Mindy, so you're going to put that to rest for sure. You're not a go slow in the passing
lane. No, that is one of my biggest pet peeves on this planet.
It just lives on.
Oh, no, because the question last week was why do people have the same dumb face?
But I think a few weeks ago.
Yeah, that was my. That was in response to another discussion.
Oh, about okay, this. All yeah. right. But she is not. Thank you she for, is officially not a
thank
go
you for
slow.
Saving me. No, I pass in the passing lane as you're supposed to. And if I'm not passing, then I'm in the right lane.
That happened to me this morning. It's so annoying. Who are these people?
I know.
Sean's really contemplating.
Oh, yes. I'm stalling for Sean.
No,
right, here we go.
I'm good. I don't think it's not terrible.
Where's the bell?
I'm just trying to think. I haven't noticed this myself, but maybe it's a thing.
Here we go.
This is from Kim from Covington Township.
Kimmy baby.
I've noticed a trend. And she's a longtime viewer of the morning show.
Okay.
I've noticed a trend when one of the news anchors takes time off, like a week or several days. It seems like the other anchor then follows with a series of days off right afterwards. Is this part of the contract, or is doing the news solo that much of an effort that it requires time to rest?
I think
it's
yes.
It's almost like a tit-for-tat situation.
No, this is a great question.
This is just, I love how people observe everything we do so closely.
That's what I said. I don't think I noticed this.
So, Sean, it doesn't apply to him. It doesn't apply to me. But it does apply to you two. So do you do this?
No.
Maybe it's happened a couple times, but we don't specifically do it.
It's not spite days
but,
off.
But put it this
spite
way.
Spite days, yeah. You took off, now I'm taking off.
We do aim to not be off at the same time.
Yeah.
So like this summer, I think Mindy's going to be off a week in July. I think I'm going to take off the week before.
No, see, that's not okay. You cannot do that.
But so we have to time out our vacation so we're not overlapping. We all want to take off similar times of the year. So I think that happens. There's no, I don't need to rest after a week. Although it is a lot.
Really tiring, though.
It is tiring, but I don't take off for that, and I don't think she does either. It just happens to be that.
Here's an example of what she's saying. It's going to happen in June or July, you said, right?
Yes.
You're going to be off,
he's
and gonna she's going to
take
gonna
off, and then, exactly.
So from a viewer's point of view, they watch, and there's one anchor there. Let's say it's Mindy. And then the next week, John, no Mindy. So it probably does.
He's obviously taking a spite vacation.
I'm doing it just because of that.
No, it's better,
though, in your situation because after doing it solo, then you have a vacation.
True.
That's true. And you come back from a vacation to solo,
so it's worse for you.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, there's a lot of people that criticize us. Oh, you're always off. all four of us in this room have been at WNEP for a long time. We get a lot of vacation, and we're in, well, three of us are in a very visible role, yeah. So people notice when we take off.
Right, right, right.
But we're just fortunate we've been here long enough that we've built up a lot
we
of time
built
off.
Up. We earned it, baby. We earned it.
And so we're going to take
when,
it. I
love it when Joe's always explaining it on the air. He's like,
I don't explain
you
it.
Do?
Here's why. I don't explain it because I'm defensive.
Oh, okay.
I think the viewers, like a friend, need to know what's going on. That's the only reason I do it, and that's the truth.
Okay.
It's not guilt or anything.
Okay.
And I just think they need to be explained why.
I agree. And the other thing is because I get it. People be like, oh my gosh, you're always off. But the other thing is too, we're one of the few businesses I've come to learn that our time off is use it or lose it. Mm-hmm. So if we don't use it during this calendar year, it's gone. I have friends, they're like, oh, I've carried over. I have like 30 weeks of vacation built up for whenever I retire.
Any state job, any government job.
Because they can carry over all this time off.
Yeah.
On
you're
January 1st, if we didn't take that time off,
it's gone.
Yeah, my mom was a teacher, and she had all this time, and so I think they paid her for it.
And then a lot of these teachers retire early because they have all these days accumulated.
We
can't
do
that. You got to burn them, baby.
Burn them.
So that's why it seems that way. And I think the three of us really like to have time off in the summer when the weather's nice. So that's
and the fall.
People notice.
And sometimes the winter.
Wow, you're always off.
You're always off.
Whereas, what, in January, February, March, we're mostly here.
Although he took a week off.
I did take a week off.
Yeah, you did too. All right.
And even around the holidays, if it's Christmas, you know, do you take off the week before Christmas or after? And it's going to be one of you doing that.
Yeah.
One of you's going to work the week before.
We space it off.
So, yeah, it seems like that around holidays too.
Very observant.
It's a quinkidink.
Yeah.
All right, Joe, you're up.
I'm up. All right. I'm going for the strips since I saw a couple of those in here or felt a couple of those. Okay, it's not a strip. Well, it's kind of a strip. The strips are the old ones.
We'll call this a scrap.
You scrap. Dear Joe, John, Mindy, and Claire.
Oh,
so this one dates back a while.
I love it.
Hello, my name is Tim from Stroudsburg, and I watch you guys every morning. Thank you for being informative on both TV and on the podcast. As a viewer, it's clear to see everyone likes animals, but if all the animals were the same size, it's ripped off.
Oh,
wait a minute,
no.
What? I don't know where to go. I'm going to look in there for this one.
If all the animals were the same size.
What? Look at that baby.
Oh, no. The suspense.
That is so funny.
It probably was going to be really good,
too. What would it be? I know. If all the animals were the same size, where's the...
Then what?
Where's the...
I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight.
I mean, no.
Not knowing this question. What?
It wouldn't have been that.
Nope.
No.
It's gone.
No.
It's gone, Joe.
While you guys pick another question, I'm going to keep looking. It's
we need to know what to do with the same size animals.
Do you want to pick another one?
If we're the same size, what?
I'm going to guess what animal.
Here's another one that's ripped up, so we better not pick this
that's
one
why I
either.
I thought it was the other end of that one. All right.
Oh, that's so funny. Are you
this
sure you
one just starts at, let's time travel back to your college days.
That's
and then it rips up. That could have been a good one, too.
All right. Wow.
We have to make this like a puzzle.
We're going
to
get the end of that
together.
I'm going to look. All right. I'm going to just feel in here while Mindy does that next question. What? What?
Hum.
What? What?
Oh, my gosh. This is kind of funny. Oh, my. All right, Brian. He says, can I buy a subscription to the talkback messages that don't air? I'm willing to pay hundreds of dollars, maybe towards Go Joe. I'm sure it will be money well spent.
You missed John's look of terror at me.
I wonder if that would sell. So you get all the talkback callers.
You get it all.
Just
unlimited access. Everything on Talkback 16, here you go. But you have to pay.
That's, you know, honestly, like, you know, you'd pay for, like, those, you know, those adult channels or whatever. You know what I mean?
Right,
like,
so
Showtime or whatever.
Yeah, an inside view of what everybody's... Yeah.
Paywall.
Yeah.
Who here... Did you ever work the phones, any of you two?
I
thought you had... Okay,
I've screened the calls.
Give people some insight. On a typical day, how many talkback calls do we air on any newscast? Three
we
or four?
We may air probably four or five.
How many
six.
Do we get?
200?
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
On a typical day?
Typical day, maybe a little bit less than that. On a Monday, it might be like 300, 400.
No. I never knew that. I thought maybe 10, 15.
So they're definitely, I can say this because I've screened the calls. It would be very entertaining for the viewers to be able to hear everything that comes in. There'd be like almost 30% to maybe 40%. That just would not be entertaining at all. It's just
okay
craziness. that's not even funny.
Okay, unhingedness?
Almost unhinged, yeah. Because you almost, when you screen the calls, you get to know the breath of the people that call every single day and just make no sense. And you hear that breath and you hit delete. You don't even listen to what they say. Now we have a new system that you can even go in and see the phone number and just not listen to those.
Oh, so if it's a repeated person who calls every day and they just are nasty, let's not even look at them.
But I always used to say, I didn't think about the paywall talk back, but I always used to say that on our WNAP2 and maybe on Roku, we could have talk back after dark. And that'd be the uncensored talkback calls, because that's the other thing is you got a big chunk of them that just can't go on TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But people would find them very interesting.
So the ones that get on, right, are they a good sampling, or are most calls vile? Or
no, I think it's a good sampling.
It's a good representation.
Here's the thing about talkback that I think is the success of talkback is based on who's screening the calls and realizing how to do it the right way. Right. If you could just put a lot of this craziness on, and there'd be some laughs in the beginning, but then it would just be dumb.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, it's got
to
be.
You have to be able to get the variety of people talking about these different topics. And then the other thing, too, is if you let TalkBack, say we have a controversial story and we run a few calls on that, the guarantee is the next day, the response to that is going to come.
Gotcha, right.
They're going to flood the lines, the people that disagree. You could let that go on for days and days, because every day there's a back and forth. The first part of TalkBack is rated, the calls are timed.
Yeah.
At 5:59, there's going to be 40 calls all about that issue, back and forth, back and forth. So you have to know when to end it, too.
Oh, yeah.
And then the other thing, too, no politics.
No politics, yeah, because
it could just
Trump is this, Biden is that. That gets old.
It could be that all the time.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so no politics.
So there's an art form to it.
No, Sean.
And there's a lot of the calls that we air, they're specific to stories we've run, and I think that's part of why it does well, too. It's people reacting to our local stories rather than, like, broad political issues that just kind of – you hear about all the time outside of our newscast. This is – you know,
specific to what we're doing on the news or the way we are covering it.
Right.
Do you think, Sean, that we could have on this podcast a raw talkback session ever? Like, is that something you could have funnel in
here? I look at John because I don't know if he wants No. I don't know if John wants me to mention.
Uh-oh.
What? We had a talkback podcast.
We did.
We aired stuff that didn't air.
Talkback Extra.
That was brief 4 or 5 years ago or something.
And we would run. We would find still usable.
And was it worth it? Do you think we can do this? Or
It's work.
The only thing about it was I think it went away with COVID.
Yeah.
Because it was labor intensive. You needed to have everyone here to make it technically work. It's a lot to screen all the calls.
We would create an audio playlist and I would play out the
call. But there could be potential to do it for a one-off.
Yeah, someday.
Yeah.
Maybe. Mr. Curiosity, where we play the calls and then we respond
to
that.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
That could be fun.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. I mean, TalkBack is gold at this station, and the viewers love it. I have to describe an out-of-body experience I had with TalkBack when I used to be the one introducing it every day. For years, I introduced it, and I may or may not have made comments at the end of it. So Rennie and I have the kids. We're driving back from Western Pennsylvania visiting my parents. We happen to stop at a bar restaurant, middle of central PA, right at TalkBack time. And we walk in. The bar is packed. Every TV is on Newswatch 16. The audio is not even on. Everyone's sitting around the bar talking, drinking. At like 30 seconds before TalkBack, the bartender doesn't even look at the TV, grabs the remote, turn the volume all the way up, sets the remote down, and everyone looks at the TV to watch TalkBack.
No.
Reddy and I are standing behind all this happening. It's like, oh my gosh. This is what happens every day in this bar at TalkBack 16.
So it's a focal point.
And then right after, just you and then right again, off, and everyone goes right back.
And everyone back to their...
I'm sure they watched the beginning of the six.
It's on. It's got the closed captioning, but not the audio.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, this is what happened. TalkBack is like part of the culture of Northeastern PA.
And I think that's part of the goal to TalkBack, too, is... In the words wouldn't have the same impact as hearing the people speak themselves. Oh, no,
you have the words wouldn't work at all.
Yeah, the voices are imperative.
If you were to just
transcribe
it, it would not be the
same. You can't.
Well, that's a good point. When I did talk back and I would introduce it, I would often look through the script of what was coming, but not hear it. And there were a couple times the way the person said the last call, I lost it. Just the way they did it, I couldn't compose myself at the end.
Well, like the other day when she called you a snickerdoodle. Yeah. That was so cute.
Yeah, if you just read, and Joe is my little snickerdoodle. Yeah,
but the way she said,
she is my little snickerdoodle.
So, yeah.
Good stuff.
Good stuff. Talk back. All right. If all the Annas were the same size, what?
You still didn't finish that?
I need to know. Whose turn is it? Mindy, are you up now?
Oh,
you already picked one. Oh, okay.
Talk back was mine.
I need to know.
And I want to know the rest of let's flash back to your college days.
That could be it right there. We can all
let's just
talk about that someday.
Do we really want to do that?
I'm proud of mine.
Okay.
No embarrassing moments.
All right.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
I watch 16 every morning. In caps, you always mention that you're going on a mountain bike ride. Why can't you just say a bike ride? I'm thinking it feels more macho to you. Am I right? Curious. Love you guys. And this is from Earl. This is from Earl.
Isn't that funny, Earl? Because how could I think of a good metaphor, an example? Because biking, if you're a biker, biking isn't biking. They're two totally... all right, grocery shopping. Would you just say, I'm going shopping? I think you'd go out of your way and say, I'm going grocery shopping.
I think so,
it's a specific
Whereas
thing.
If you say, I'm just going shopping, oh, clothes or...
Yeah. So when I say I'm going mountain biking, it's a whole different bike. It's a whole different time of the year. You can't road bike in the winter. So mountain biking is a specific discipline that I do with Jet a lot of times in the woods. Specific bike, specific gear, specific everything.
So and you like how it sounds macho.
I can honestly look, and I'm looking at the three of you. I can honestly say I've never had that thought.
Oh,
like, this is going to sound macho if I say it.
Okay.
Well, I think what's funny is that he comes at it as a cycling expert.
Yeah.
So in your mind, that is just common lingo.
The
average person that doesn't ride a bike, they're all the same thing.
Right. Yeah. He's helping me see this from a different perspective. Yeah. I would never think of what he's thinking. But when you see a road biker, like the Gojo bike ride, that's a whole different thing. That's spandex, that's warm summer
you don't
day.
Wear spandex while you're mountain biking?
Sometimes no.
It's really?
More, and I do, but a lot of times it's just covering up the mud.
Oh.
So you have to have long, baggy pants on, and you have to have proper gear and fenders on the back so you don't splash mud. It's a whole different thing.
And Jet obviously never could go with you on a road bike. Right.
Never. And a lot of people don't understand that too. Yeah. So he never goes on the road. They're two totally, it's like cross country skiing versus maybe downhill skiing.
Yeah. Two different things.
Oh.
Or food shopping, grocery shopping versus clothes shopping. So that's Or shoe shopping. But sir, I have to admit, it does sound macho.
Now you're going to say it even more.
Now you will. Now you'll say it because it's
I'm going biking.
It's you, Sean.
I think it's Sean, yeah.
Hope I get the other half of something. This is complete.
I want the other half of this. What could
this be? Might actually be a good question for me.
Ooh. Right. Whoa. What do you mean by actually? Here we go.
My friend Bob still uses Netscape as an internet browser. He's stuck in the 90s. Oh, can you help?
Oh, my God.
That still exists.
This is perfect. Give us the background now.
I'm surprised Netscape is still a thing. If it is, I'm not even sure it is.
I was going to ask you, is it still a thing?
I'll have to look. I don't know.
Netscape.
Well, do you guys all remember the big blue?
Oh, yes.
I mean, that's all there was.
It was huge.
Yep.
Yeah.
And can I help? Probably not.
The levels of help needed here are pretty significant.
So do you know if it's still out there?
I don't know. I mean, I can look and see if Netscape
is Netscape.
I am guessing that WNEP's browser doesn't work on Netscape.
Yeah, I would say he probably doesn't check out our website much.
So Netscape, let's go back. This has got to be mid-late 90s, right? When did Google take over in Chrome?
So Netscape was our first browser, right? And that's the first one I remember.
Yeah.
Netscape Navigator is discontinued.
So this must be an old question.
Yeah, but he may just have it on his computer.
2003 was gone?
Yep.
It could be discontinued, but he still has it running on his computer, I guess, if it's downloaded.
Right? If you still have it, it's still...
If it's an old laptop or an old desktop?
Netscape.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep. Netscape. So, sorry. Apparently, he doesn't go on the internet much if he has Netscape.
That's so funny.
Well, Sean, while we're on the subject, what's your prefer browser? What's your preferable browser?
I mean, you're a Chrome guy? Not to promote it, but I'd say probably primarily use Chrome.
Yeah. Do you remember for a while?
Firefox.
Remember for a while?
That kind of blew up a little bit. Internet Explorer kind of went away, and now it's funny. Edge.
What do you think of DuckDuckGo?
I was going to suggest that too. I mean, a lot of people who
is that
are
one really
more
better for privacy? That's what I wonder.
People who are more interested in privacy.
Mindy, you weirdo! I didn't know this.
Yeah,
you didn't know about DuckDuckGo?
No, I mean, I heard it, but I never thought it was a privacy browser.
Yeah, the difference. Yeah, that's really the
it's
big
supposed
difference.
To be.
DuckDuckGo, in theory, doesn't keep like your history things
I
like
see.
That. So any of that kind of stuff doesn't
try that
get
out
stored.
Later.
So.
It's good to use at work. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just joshing.
Yeah, DuckDuckGo would be if you have concerns about privacy, that might be a good option for
a
browser.
There's a joke out there, a meme, I think. I saw it somewhere where there's a guy in his deathbed and he's dying and his friends are coming over. These are all males for some reason. And they're like, his last words were, "Could you clear my internet? Is there anything we can do for you, Fred? Clear my browsing history."
That's awesome.
"Don't let my wife see my browsing history." And then he's dead.
I wonder if the guy that still has Netscape is using Napster on there too.
Napster.
MySpace.
I want to see the actual computer that's running Netscape. Yeah. The old Packard Bell
Maybe.
Tower.
Yes.
Napster. So
I remember when everybody used
People
Napster
PC.
And then people got in trouble for it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Remember that? They actually sued a few as a.
I do remember because I was in college when Napster was big, and I remember thinking, is this really going to work that we can just get free music?
Yes.
All the time? It didn't work. That didn't last. It worked for a while,
yeah.
But obviously the crackdown was coming. Yeah.
The crackdown. And then I had a distributor called MP3 Panda. Do you guys ever hear of that?
Sounds
you would
familiar.
Download like songs from China, this company, any band, and it was like a penny a song. So you're paying for it, but it was really cheap. So they were doing something.
Is this
illegal.
The precursor to TikTok? Or
this is no
it's from China.
You're downloading music.
Yeah,
but
no,
you're
I'm just kidding.
For it, but
well,
it was ridiculously
and that was kind
cheap.
Of Apple kind of changed that whole thing with digital downloads, and you could instead of having to buy the whole album, you could buy just a song.
Just
like
a
that
song.
was Apple changed that whole concept,
exactly.
Which
thus iTunes,
good or bad for the music industry can be debated, but I mean they were the ones who initiated the kind of the. Just buy the one song. Why buy the whole album?
Yeah.
Which is really a shame because there were always songs on the album that I ended up liking that I did not know.
And you have artists who are like, you know, I created the album as a thing. It's meant to be consumed as
a
whole,
like a package, like an art form.
Right.
It's like a meal. You don't just eat the potatoes.
I've tried to explain to my kids how sometimes there are songs that I listen to and then I hear the next song in the album after that song is done my head.
Because it's a part of a package.
Because that's the way it should be. And I listened to that album over and over again when I was young. So it's
you
weird.
Think of that. All those songs that we liked that didn't get big on the radio or things like that just because you were listening to the album and really liked it doesn't happen as much anymore.
No.
If you're just getting the songs. Now, of course, like my daughter's listening to every single Taylor Swift song that comes out ever. So there's that.
Overrated.
We won't get into all that.
I don't know if we should have a Swifty conversation here.
I have to leave. This is going to be the last question.
Okay. Are you serious?
But I want to find the end to this one. I'm looking
Where
for
do
that.
You have to go?
I have to go teach at Mary.
You think that's more important than podcasting?
This might be the end of it. This. Oh, it is.
Oh, my God.
This is the perfect
way to finish it.
All right. So the question again is, as a viewer, it's clear to see everyone likes animals. But if all the animals were the same size. Look, you guys.
That's where we left off.
What would be your favorite?
What one would win in a fight?
That's
actually not too
fight.
Bad. So if every animal on the planet is now the same size, who's going to win in a fight? It could be a spider the size of a grizzly bear or a grizzly bear the size of a spider. You see what they're saying?
Yeah, I didn't
take
the venom into consideration.
Because then you could take like a mosquito and make it
as big as an elephant.
And what if it has malaria and then you die?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I guess whatever's most venomous in general would win. Or whatever.
Or are we going by brute strength?
Sharpest claws.
Or, whatever.
The weasel family is vicious.
Whatever's more vicious.
Honey badger.
Like a weasel is really vicious, but small, so it can't do too much damage. But if everything's the same.
Everything's the same. Like a scorpion the size of a grizzly bear.
Yeah.
These two fight.
And do we establish what the same size is? The same size as the size of a car?
No, that's the thing.
Are they all little?
Aren't they all gigantic?
Who would win in a fight if they were all the same size?
I can't believe you found the other half of that question.
Thank you. God bless the USA is what this person says.
Amen.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Keep the questions coming. Brownbag@WNEP.com. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Spread the word.
Curiosity. What are you so curious about?
Everything.
Mr. Curiosity.